What You Don't Know by Joanne Chaney. Read for you by Christina Delane. The Crawl Space. Hoskins, December 19th, 2008. If this were a movie, it would start with this shot. Two men climbing out of an older model brown car, dressed in cheap suits and cheaper shoes. One of them is wearing a hat, a black Panama, and it makes him look a little like a time traveler from the 1920s. But this isn't Prohibition. And this isn't Miami. This is Denver, in the year 2008, and it's cold outside, so the man in the Panama looks foolish, although you wouldn't tell him that, not if you want to keep your asshole firmly intact, because this man might look foolish, but he's also one mean motherfucker. You can tell that if you manage to get a good look at his eyes. You might think it was a woman who gave him the hat, who teased him into wearing it, telling him he'd look so handsome in it, so debonair. But you'd be wrong. This man's name is Ralph Lauren, a name that sounds like a bad joke, but isn't, because nobody teases Detective Lauren. Nobody. Even if they're pretty and young with tits out to there. Lauren doesn't have a sense of humor. It's not that he has a weird one or a mean one. He just doesn't have one at all. He was born missing that part of his insides, and life is a hard row to hoe without a few laughs along the way, but you don't miss what you never had. At least that's how the saying goes. But it's the second man you should watch, the one climbing out of the passenger side, the tall man with the big shoulders and the beginning shadows of a beard. This man comes around the front of the car, not bothering to avoid the dirty snow piled up at the curb, but plowing right through it. He'll regret this later, when he's back at his desk, his socks wet and cold and frozen between his toes. Paul Hoskins is that kind of man who doesn't think too hard about what he does, and regrets these decisions later. He's always been that kind of man, and he always will be, until the end of time. Amen. We're finally doing it, huh? Hoskins says, looking up at the house they've come to visit. It's large and brick, a house taller than it is wide, with a big bay window over the front yard. It's traditional. Not the kind of house you'd normally find in Denver, but this housing addition was built back in the 80s, thrown up quickly for the crowds rushing in from all over. California, mostly, if you listen to the locals, all those jerks and their terrible driving skills. And it doesn't look cheap, not like some of the other houses on the street. There are trees and shrubs planted in tasteful clusters around the property, although the foliage is faded and brown now, with nets of colored Christmas lights wound through the branches. There's a man-made pond out back, too, with a slat wood dock and a rowboat made for two. There are fish in that pond, and frogs, but the water's covered over with a thin sheet of ice now. And Hoskins wonders if all that has to be replaced every spring, if a delivery truck swings by with foam coolers full of wildlife. Time to get the bad guy. Lauren sighs, pushes back the flap of his jacket, and flips away the strap keeping the gun secured at his waist, so he can get to it fast if he needs. These two are cops, detectives, and partners. They've been together a long time, and they'll be stuck that way a while longer, although neither one is overly fond of the other. But they're kept together because they work well, they click. And that doesn't happen as often as anyone would like. A good part